In this presentation, we would be studying about the seven chakras in body, their significance in improving the quality of life. Have you ever heard of the astrological term nadis and prana? Well, remember this. Nadi is a term that's frequently used to denote energy channels in the body, and prana means life. Their relevance in astrology is huge, since it's believed that nadis and prana meet one and another at different body junctions. Those junctions are known as energy chakras. The entire body has seven such chakras, and each chakra is connected to some or other gland or organ in the body. In other words, the health and wellness of the human body, the energy it radiates, and the mental well-being depends upon these seven chakras that have been discussed in detail. So let's explore. Seven energy chakras in body. First, root chakra. Root chakra is also known as Mooladhara. Here's what this chakra in the human body signifies. It is present right at the base of the spinal cord. This chakra is mostly related with self-discovery that comes with satisfaction and stability in life. Second, sacral chakra. Sacral chakra is also known as Svadhisthana. It also signifies sensuality and creativity of an individual. It is a chakra that's driven by the many pleasures of life. Third, navel chakra. This chakra is more popularly known as Manipura. It is present in the upper abdomen. It governs human qualities related to confidence and self-esteem. Fourth, heart chakra. One of the most active chakras in the body, this one is also known as Anahata, and it governs the matter of love. It is mostly associated with compassion. It governs the outlook of how humans can find beauty in everything in this world. Fifth, throat chakra, also known as Vishuddha. This chakra is present in the throat. It gives you the confidence to make your voice heard. It gives you the strength to form coherent arguments and present them to the world in a calculative manner. Sixth, third eye chakra. It is believed to be present right in the center of the space between the eyebrows. Here's what it signifies. It indicates towards a higher spiritual knowledge. It's also associated with intuitiveness. It's known to open the doors of imagination in your mind and gives you a broader perspective. Seventh, crown chakra. Crown chakra is located in the center of the top of the head. It's about awakening of the consciousness. It is associated with the connection that one feels with the God. That's it. There are still many fascinating facts to be discovered about the seven chakras in the human body. Now let us explore how to balance these chakras. How to balance the root chakra? If you find your self-confidence going down the drain and you are having a hard time to move on from fears, it's highly possible that your root chakra is disbalanced. Here's how you can get it back on track. First, take a short walk or get on with mild yoga. Since root chakra can be balanced with energy, if you can re-energize your body, it will lift your spirits and you will feel better. Second, music will help. Stringed instruments that produce a deep bass can energize the soul. It's just as necessary as re-energizing the body. Now let us explore how to balance the sacral chakra. Feeling less creative? The overactive or underactive sacral chakra might be the reason. Here's how you can balance it again. First, a luxurious bath with essential oils. It will heighten your senses while calming down your mind. Second, indulge in a full aromatic meal. Anything that will heighten your senses will get the energy flowing again. Now let us explore how to balance the navel chakra. A disbalanced navel chakra takes a direct hit at self-confidence. Balancing it again is not very difficult. Here's how you can do it. First, mantras that matter. Chanting the mantra Ram while imagining a yellow light at the base of your navel will leave you peaceful again. Second, yellow gemstones can help. Wearing a yellow sapphire stone will unblock the navel chakra. Now let us explore how to balance the heart chakra. Heart chakra is all about emotions and empathy. If you find yourself particularly sad without any reason, it is the heart chakra that is disbalanced. Here's how you can get the energy flowing again. First, read a book and immerse in kindness. Second, do charity and feed the poor. Third, If someone has hurt you and you have taken it personally, try forgiveness and see the difference it will instantly make. Now let us explore how to balance the throat chakra. Blue is the color that can heal an imbalance in the throat chakra. First, wear the blue sapphire stone. Second, recite the Bij Mantra. Third, do neck stretches. Now let us explore how to balance the third eye chakra. Try the following ways to get energy flowing in your mind again. First, meditation is the key to reopening the gates of the third eye chakra. Second, aromatherapy and yoga clears mental blockage and confusion. Now let us explore how to balance the crown chakra. A person can lose the sense of existence and feel extremely depressed if the crown chakra in the body gets disbalanced. Here's how you can get it back to normal again. First, practice deep breathing. Second, yoga postures like Shavasana and half lotus are particularly effective. With all that said and described above, we do hope that you will be able to practice the balancing techniques for all chakras of the body to experience calmness and a sense of satisfaction. Well, this is all for this presentation. Stay tuned for more such exciting presentations on eastrohealth.com, your astrology helpline. And don't forget to like and subscribe our YouTube channel for regular updates.